Chase March.
All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and today we're lucky enough to have hip-hop legend Brother Ali in the house. Hope you were listening last week, because we brought you part one of this interview. Normally, our interviews are about an hour long, but Brother Ali was such a cool dude, such an awesome guy to chat with, that we kept going and going. So we got a second hour for you today. It's not all going to be Brother Ali. We also got a chance to speak with his DJ, BK1. So hope you're feeling this. If you didn't hear the first part, go to chasemarch.com. You'll be able to read the transcripts and download it. And don't forget, Dope FM brings you the best in hip-hop every week here on CFMU. You can download the podcasts. Go to dopefm.cjb.net. You'll get all the information you need there. Or come to chasemarch.com and you'll get all the information you need there. So without further ado, here's the conclusion of the interview that Gamma Crush and I did with Brother Ali. Enjoy. This has been awesome. It's been really cool being able to sit down with you. I've been looking forward to this for so long, man.
This is my favorite interview I've done in a month. Oh. Since Europe.
Nice.
The first, like, comfortable actual conversation I've had with
you. Yeah, that's what I like to do with the interviews. We've got quite a lot of them up on chasemarch.com.
That's
if you go there, you can click on artist interviews. And what I like to do is I actually transcribe the podcast so people can read it.
That's really cool.
And it makes it more searchable, too. So it's more of an event, our interviews here for Dope FM.
That's really cool.
So I think we should play another track. I kind of want to play the one that has Fonte from Little Brother.
Here I Am.
Yeah, BK1 track
there. That's a great one. Let's do that.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll play that, and we'll be right back. This is Chase March, sitting with Brother Ali, Gamma Crush. Spin that track.
I was a man child. Moms looked at me, was like, oh, you a man now. Taught me to walk like a warrior. Eyes up, shoulders back, looking like a nigga about to stand trial. Made me exactly who I am now. It made me one of the loudest niggas walking and realest niggas spitting hands down. Taught me to stand down and always man up, cause then I never give in to a handout. One man army / rhyme armada. Don't need a little guac, I need the whole avocado. That bullshit they play ain't got nothing to do with Tay. That's Maury Povich rap, homie. I am not the father, and I am not to bother with those who don't do the real. I be on that sugar hill, no business with a cotter. My purpose is to separate the classic from the fodder. Take, bring it, and make it sing it like the alma mater. Let's go. Like the way I move, like the way I grew out on the floor. Like the way I walk, like the way I talk, yeah, it's all yours. Make the fellas rock, make the ladies say, girl, that's my jam. Except nothing less, cause if you want the best, then yeah, I am.
Yeah, baby, here I'm it. They say I leave out his. He'll never be outdid. Fuck being half great, I got to be 5/5. Everybody clap your hands to the beatbox kids. I believe in the shit, could never be opposite. If I didn't, I would not be trying to eat off of this. They talking about the greatest MCs ever live. Trying to give him good reason to put me on that list. Shit, you ain't in this discussion, you're simply interrupting. I'm as good as gone, y'all ain't good for nothing. My stomach grumbling, isn't it? Man, we eating, gotta just biting, that's inconsiderate. Quit your nibbling, nobody feeling it. You beating a dead horse, that's not killing it. We living it, y'all are visiting. Get a crib, it's never too late for you to fix your shit. It ain't set in stone, so you're dead and gone. Don't want him saying stud, walked up but could have flown. So when the sun rise and shine, get on his grind. He can look down and smile and see that I'm on mine. Fonte, yeah.
Like the way I move, like the way I grew out on the floor. Like the way I walk, like the way I talk, yeah, it's all yours. Make the fellas rock, make the ladies say, girl, that's my jam. Except nothing less, cause if you want the best, then yeah,
have you ever seen a dreamer lock his dreams up, sabotage himself like his thoughts don't mean enough? Well, I ain't trying to be that, you got to
cleaned up. Can mix the yellow with the blue and get the green stuff. Ain't no time to be scared and sad. What I got's much rarer than that. I do care, but in fact, I don't care what you think. Though I've been there before, I now know more. I more know me. I'm living to my full capacity. Trying to spill a little game and soak a splash of three. Focus past the obvious. Ask of me more than your average. Half a G, cause I can hear the birds chirping and feel the words working. Where the curbs serving the smoking herbs surfing. Today you'll catch a wave. Let your guard down and be freer. That's a slave. And this is true.
Like the way I move, like the way I groove out on the floor.
It's all true.
Like the way I walk, like the way I talk, yeah, it's all yours. Make the fellas rock, make the ladies say, girl, that's my jam. Except nothing less, cause if you want the best, then here I am.
Turn it on,
Fonte and the Grouch, yeah. Slug, me and Slug have a song on that album.
Yeah.
And then me and Scarface have a song on that album too.
Yeah. No problem, by the way, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully, maybe we can get BK1 on the microphone here in a minute too.
Yeah, he's not shy.
All right, cool, awesome. Yeah, so that's like I said, Brother Ali popping up all over the place. Of course, he's going to pop up on that track because BK1's on tour with you right now.
BK1 is I have two musical partners, you know what I mean? In my recorded music, it's me and Ant that have made everything. And on the live side of things, me and BK1 have been collaborators and partners from the very, very beginning. Yeah, and so we've done all of our touring together for the last 10 years.
I think there was a mixtape floating around with BK1 and you called Rope-A-Dope?
No.
What was
that?
There's
two mixtapes.
BK1 or something. Somebody else had something very similar to that.
Well, there's two mixtapes. One of them was the one that we actually made, and that's called Off the Record. That's the one that we made. Rope-A-Dope is a mixtape that, quote unquote mixtape, that a high school kid made for his for a project in school.
Oh yeah.
And he just got a lot of songs that you know, radio performances that were on YouTube. And he just put a bunch of random songs together, made some quick artwork, and called it a mixtape. His friends liked it so much, his high school buddies liked it so much, that they said, you should put that online. Because I'm not a person that floods the internet, as soon as that came up, all the blogs and websites jumped on it. And I didn't realize it was a high school kid, so I was pissed off. Because if you listen to the one that me and BK actually made, you know, the Off the Record mixtape, it's mixed, it's thought out, there's exclusives, it's you know, really well thought out and put together. I'm actually really proud of that project that we made together. And
yeah, I haven't even heard that. See, I saw the other one, but I didn't even see that.
Yeah, and this Rope-A-Dope thing, man, is like the sloppiest, most thrown together thing ever, you know. And I don't operate like that. I don't throw things together just so you can remember me. You know what I mean? I try to make things that are so well done that you never forget them.
Yeah, because it was like an earlier version of a track or something. It didn't, like, one of
the earlier versions of all kinds of songs.
It didn't seem as polished.
No.
I was wondering, actually,
what happened was I'm going to radio station, and they would say, can you do a song? And I'm like, yeah, but I want to try out one of my new songs. People would record those from the radio and put them on YouTube. You know what I mean? So it's me standing in a radio station performing a song. And it's not a real version of the song. But so when this popped up, I was mad. I found the guy's email, tracked him down, wrote him this long, angry email, how dare you? And he wrote me back, dude, I'm sorry, man, I'm just a high school kid. And I felt terrible. But yeah, no, Rope-A-Dope is a high school kid's project because he liked the music that I made.
That's interesting because he puts both your names on it. I think it was actually credited to both of you guys.
It's unfortunate. You know, it's an honest mistake on his part, I guess. But the real one to check out is Off the Record. That's our real mix CD.
All right. Well, that's nice to know. Let the listeners know to go check that one out for sure. And definitely all your albums, like Undisputed Truth. That was the first time I'd actually heard of you.
Okay.
And Gamma Crush checked me onto that. He's like, you got to check this guy out. So I became a fan on that album. And then Truth Is Here was awesome. And Us, I love Us. Everything about that album's really good. Even the artwork, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, huge ska reggae influence in Undisputed Truth.
You know, Ant makes music from a lot of, he gets his influences from a lot of types of music, you know what I mean? And on that one, I think that's just kind of some of the things that I picked, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to sit down with us here. I know you're going on the stage very shortly. I'm looking forward, definitely looking forward to that. It's been a long time. We've been waiting to get you in Canada here, man.
I'm so happy to be here.
First, right?
Yes, I go eat.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Brother Ali. It's been an honor and a privilege. And everybody out there, hopefully check the podcast, Dope FM. Check the transcript on chasemarch.com. And we'll be spinning some more Brother Ali for sure. We always spin you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Peace.
Shoulder, sick sleeping on a pissy sofa, unwanted visitor in a different culture, missing home and can't go, they civil warring. Listen soldier, forget getting over, prison sit around the corner, homelessness even closer, kids with similar skin color still don't want you, spinning in soldier, cause they've been here longer, you leave the crib, it's guaranteed the pigs approach you, where you gone, where you from, any weapons on you, your family is stressed out, you're getting older, you don't live the way they did back in Somalia, it's extra difficult to be a daughter, trying to keep it modest, the sin is all around you, wear the wrong garments, your parents get an ulcer, if you wrap it up, the other children picking on you.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on a tight rope, holding on for survival,
nobody to blame, it's just how I go.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on a tight rope,
just how I go. Holidays and you know what the business is. You get two birthdays and two Christmases. Older you get, you resent how sick it is. They're trying to cover their guilt with the gifts they give. Bounce from his house to her house. Too bad that marriage didn't work out. Now you don't have a your house. Daddy fighting mommy. They both tell me they love me. If I get too close to one, the other one start acting funny. Mom went and had a baby with a different dad. You act happy to please him, but you're really sad. Seeing firsthand the family that you'll never have. Plus you ain't no real brother, you're just a half. Gotta pick up the pieces and move on. Bedtime stories and read them on the phone. Living two houses and neither one is home. Wishing you were grown, had the freedom to get gone.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on the tight rope, holding on for survival.
Nobody to blame, it's just how I go.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on the tight rope.
Daddy was a preacher, mama was a Sunday school teacher, big brother football squad leader. Now far be it for you to disappoint or displease him. You're just being what you feel you see in that mirror every time you peer in. Swallow the tears inside that empty feeling. A boy terrified to let the world in. He has girlfriends but doesn't want a girlfriend. He retreats inside himself where he lives life itself in secret. Daddy says people go to hell for being what he is, and he certainly believes him. Cause there ain't no flame that can blaze enough to trump being hated for the way you love. And cry yourself to sleep and ain't waking up. It's a cold world, y'all, shame on us.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on the tight rope, holding on for survival.
Nobody to blame, it's just how I go.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on the tight rope,
just
that's how it goes. Started rhyming just to be somebody, to make people notice me at the party, and not be just a new kid that's albino. Make them say, yeah, I know, but have you heard him rhyme, no? Now I take that same party around the globe, and my story connected with a lot of folks. I hope so, cause that's the only thing that I know. I know it so well, I tell it with my eyes closed. And I go with the feeling from the start, blind in the eyes, so I see you with my heart. And to me, all y'all look exactly the same. Fear, faith, compassion, and pain. And try as we may to mask it with names, such as your religion or your past or your race. The same color blood just passed through our veins. And tears taste the same when they splash on your face. The world's getting too small to stand in one place. It's like we're roommates just sharing a space. Can't separate and still carry the weight. Gotta heal, get away from the fear and the hate. Gotta shake free from them chains. You see what remains, just a human being end of the day. Don't matter to me what name you gave your spiritual plane. Close your eyes and you see what I'm saying. I started rhyming just to be somebody. I found out that I already was. Cause can't nobody be free unless we're all free. Cause no me and no you, it's just us. Street preacher, what a fan once called me. I've been called worse and tried to live up. Hope you don't mind a few more stories. I swear to God, y'all, I tell them with love.
This is Dope FM. This is CFMU. This is 93.3. Redefining radio in your community.
All right, everybody. This is Chase March, and I'm sitting here with BK1 just before he goes on stage, opening up and playing with Brother Ali tonight in Toronto. How you doing, man?
I'm really good, man.
Nice. Yeah, so you actually have an album out, too.
That's right. Yep.
What's your album called?
Radio Do Cannibal. It came out this past October.
Nice. Yeah, I actually played one of those tracks on the Brother Ali interview, so so I've heard a few songs off that. I know Gamma Crush has been spinning some.
So Daddy J.
The Daddy J.
Yeah,
so there's some nice stuff in there. So how long have you been producing?
You know what? I'm really not a producer. I'm a DJ more than anything.
Yeah.
But as a DJ, I have a lot of experience with combining music and manipulating music. And so this album was just kind of an extension of that. You know what I mean? As I've gotten further and further into my DJ career, I've done more and more of editing and manipulating music, more and more layering and sampling, you know, like looping. But even coming into this album, I'm not the whole package when it comes to a producer, and that's why if you look at the album cover, you see that it's BK1 with Ben Zilla. So all of the ideas were mine, the records were mine, and the execution of it was mine. But what I needed was somebody who had the technical experience to do the programming. And that's Ben Zilla is a young cat from Minneapolis who's extremely talented. And also a good friend of mine. So
nice.
Between my ideas and directions and his abilities, we were able to put together an album that we're really proud of.
Nice. So it's more of a concept album, though, isn't it? Because it's got a unified theme to it.
Yeah. You know, all the music on it comes from samples of records I bought down in Brazil. And the sound of it and the interludes are all sort of shaped around that. But I didn't want to be a slave to the concept, you know what I mean? I've done sort of artsy-leaning things before and let the concept be more important than the product, than the listening experience. And that's a mistake that I think I corrected this time around. The bottom line before anything else had to be, this is dope, this is something that I would want to listen to repeatedly.
So you really dug for the samples for this?
Yeah, you know, but when I was shopping for records in Brazil, it wasn't with the intention of making an album or a project or anything.
Oh, yeah?
It was just, first and foremost, I'm a fan of music. You know what I mean? And when I went down there, just like when I go anywhere, I do a lot of traveling, especially in Central and South America. And everywhere I go, I'm looking for records. But it's not because each one of them is a possible project, and it's just because I like records. And Brazil was the same way. It's just that the more time I spent down there, the more music I found, and the more time that I spent when I came home pouring through them and really digesting them, the more I realized that I'd really found something special, and wanted to do something to share that with people.
That's awesome, because sampling, it seems like a lot of DJs or producers, even MCs, are getting away from it. Mm-hmm. And really, that's kind of the backbone of hip-hop culture, was taking records and looping them up and doing stuff with them. So it's nice to see that sampling is kind of coming back right now. We're seeing a little bit of a resurgence of it.
Could be. I mean, it's a tough time to be making sample-based music, because it's gotten so expensive. You know, now the producers are... I'll say it the other way. Now that vocalists are typically not working with just one producer, and they're just shopping for beats, part of what the contract has become is, I'll buy your beats, but you cover clearing the sample. And so it's just not really financially feasible anymore for most people to... I mean, on the album, Blueprint has his own song called Blue Balls, and one of his biggest complaints is that in the modern age, it's pretty much unaffordable to make sample-based music. And so that's why you've seen so many people move towards keyboards. And a lot of the result of the majority of what you see coming out of that, I find pretty... Maybe it's just because I'm old, and my time in hip-hop comes from an earlier era, but it's not a sound, for the most part, that I like. But you also see really creative things coming out of that. You know, people finding really interesting and creative ways. There's a young guy named Budo, who I guess he does use a little bit of sampled material, but he plays bass, he plays guitar, he plays the trumpet, and finds interesting ways to manipulate all of those talents into making still quantized hip-hop feeling music. You know, it doesn't sound like a jam band with somebody rapping over it. And hopefully... You know, if this is going to be the way that it continues, where sample-based music just isn't really that financially feasible, hopefully we'll see more stuff like that, and we'll find people finding creative ways to make original music.
Yeah, I think it's gotten out of hand, the way everyone wants to sue everyone about using a sound, because I think a good producer can take a record and chop it up so it's not recognizable. And if it's not recognizable, how can anybody say, oh, that's mine? I mean, I think it's like a painter painting a hill. Well, you know, every painter can paint the same hill, and no one's going to say, that's my hill. I painted it first, right? Yeah. So, like, if you have a flute and you really like the flute, and you take that and you chop it up and you do something different with it, you've created something new from something old, and what you've created distanced itself somehow. That I think, you know, all the sample policing and bullshit that's going on really should stop.
Oh, we can say bullshit?
Oh, we're an overnight show.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're on after midnight. So
can I take my pants off? No. But touching on what you were saying, one of the interesting things to me is that, not copying recorded material, but a lot of the people who get sampled and end up suing people, their music came from them stealing somebody else's music. You know what I mean? That's the history of music. That's the cycle of music, is each generation tries to copy what came before it, and inevitably it turns into something new. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got extreme examples like the Rolling Stones copying lick for lick Chuck Berry stuff, or, you know, and I'm not talking about covers, I'm talking about quote-unquote original music, where it's like, yo, they took that directly from so-and-so.
Wow.
But I mean, that's just the nature of music. You emulate what you know, and along the way you find your own voice, and it evolves into something new. And at the beginning, you know, hip-hop musicians most of them did not have formal education in music, and so they took the resources that were available to them. Busting funnies, making little rhymes, and their parents' record collection. And they found an artful way to make music out of that. And as it's evolved, like you said, people have found increasingly creative ways to take records, chop them up, do something new with them. And, you know, something that you see a lot, Brother Ali's new album, a lot of the music on there started off as loop samples. But then they brought a band in, and that was just the jumping off point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To the point where when you listen to the record, it's something entirely new by the time it makes its way to the listeners.
Yeah, definitely with that album in particular, there's just, I don't know, there's something about it that it's just got this feel to it. It's just like, it's feel-good music, and I don't know, maybe it is just the way they built off of that. It's just got a real vibe to it.
Well, it's definitely a fuller sound when you use a live band.
Definitely, yeah.
And also it gives you a lot more control in the mixing process. Because when you sample, you know, when you look at like the most basic kind of sampling, where it's like sample a drum loop, sample a music loop, put them together. You know, when it comes time to mix the album, you know, the bass, the guitar, the keyboard, the whatever is in that sample, it's all on one track, and there's only so much EQing and processing you can do to it. Whereas, you know, when they sat down to mix, for instance, Ali's record, you know, the music is spread over all these different channels, and each thing gets its own treatment. So the end result just sounds thicker and fuller and warmer and better.
Nice. I think we should spin one of your tracks right now.
I think so, too.
What do you think which one should we spin?
Well, we've been talking about Ali. I'd love for people to hear American Nightmare, which is Ali with Scarface from the Geta Boys.
Oh, yeah. I know this track. This is a good one. All right, Gamma Crush, spin that one. We'll be right back to talk with more with BK1. This is Chase March. Stay tuned.
Another brew, ghetto public school, leak rain from the roof. Troubled youth was your name straight from the womb. Cycle coming true, your father flew through the same trap door that you one day plummet through. Ain't nothing new, rugged like a 100 proof. Place where they say the easy way is jumping from the roof. Police coming through, they rough, handcuffed, grab point guns to you no matter what you do. How to quote unquote justice move. If you protect us, then who protect us from you? There's a couple youth workers, but they few. Far between, they can't reach but one or two. You only busting loose when you got numbers glued to your back, whether that's a jersey or a jumpsuit. You wonder what you do to make the world punish you. That's when your sense of right and wrong start to come and lose. Hustlers recruit right in front of school. The rules you literally got nothing to lose. They show it on the news, them people judging you as if you had a chance. This is what you choose. Can't sing nothing but the blues. American nightmare, the God's honest truth.
It's an American nightmare. We don't play fair. We say goodbye here.
Barely grown, I'm lost all alone, out on my own, my mind gone, pocket with stones that I pitched to these unknowns. Cops tend to roam undercover trying to bust us, but cops get their heads blown. I'm in a dead zone, I ain't supposed to be here. I'm a ghost with a pistol blowing smoke, don't need here. See here, the fine print, you ain't read that, but I don't give a f*** part approach you where you sleep at. Black. Your whole world seems to fade to it, and I'm a passerby, acting like I ain't doing it. Plain stupid. The drugs must have done an extra bleed. I get the dry heat. Nauseous cause I can't vomit. Something wicked this way coming. The ending of days. God's promise has brought us to the point where we at now. And I have come too far for me to back down. These devilish waves. These voices. voices I hear from the grave speaks to me, saying, kill it. I'm a slave to it.
It's an American nightmare. We don't fight fair. We say what is here.
Right, that was American Nightmare. Nice, nice track there. And that was done by BK1.
Yep.
Yeah, and a few other guys that don't matter. Just kidding. That's a decisive lyric. I like to throw it all the time now. He says, I can turn your posse cut into, you know, a song, a decisive song featuring some other rappers that don't matter. He's a cool guy. Have you ever heard any of his stuff?
What's that?
Decisive.
Decisive.
He's from Toronto here.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You should check him out. He's been making a lot of noise lately. Got a cool album called Jonestown, which he released as a free one. It's nice. He's got a lot of other stuff out, too. He's been producing like crazy lately, dropping lots of stuff.
That's what's up.
Yep, but then so have you, and you've been on tour all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Touring is a really important part of the Rhymesayers business model. You know, we don't spend a ton of money forcing our music down people's throats. We're not up on billboards, we're not on the Clear Channel playlists, we don't have videos on rotation and TV.
Nobody does anymore.
And so what we have, the resource that we have to put ourselves in front of people is the tour van, you know.
So what's the response like? Is it different from region to region? Do you find the crowds?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you provide any insight there? Because I know a lot of people, especially me, I haven't been overseas. You know, I haven't been to too many different places. So what's the scene like in different areas where you've been performing?
Well, we just got back from a month in Europe. And in Europe, as has historically been the case, the crowds take, and just the public in general, takes art and music and the people who make it very seriously. And so the interviews, the people in the crowd who you talk to after the show, that they have insightful questions and seem to have a lot of respect for you. In France in particular, we saw a lot of people showing up who really weren't even that familiar with what we do. They just heard that there was an artist in town and came out to see what it was all about. You know what I mean? And that's a really great feeling. In the Midwest, I'm speaking in broad overgeneralizations.
Yes.
But in the Midwest, we play in a lot of smaller college towns and a lot of cities that, even bigger cities with large populations, they get skipped over a lot. A lot of touring artists don't see them as, I don't know if it's commercially, you know, financially worthwhile, or if they just are not even on their radar of places to hit. But we play in a lot of cities in the Midwest where not many shows make it. And so the kids are very appreciative and in some cases seem to be just starving for entertainment. And so they really go wild and the shows have a lot of energy. In the West Coast, I don't know, there's just a very warm, positive electricity. I don't know if it's all the good weed out there or what it is. And out east, people tend to be a little bit, well, I guess I'm thinking of New York specifically, but there's so many good shows that come through the East that sometimes people feel, when you're playing in front of them, feel very analytical. Like, I've seen a lot of this, let me see what you're all about. But yeah. Then you talk to them afterwards and get a really strong reaction. But you know, from show to show, you can never really predict what's going to happen. You know, we've been touring consistently for 8 years now, over 8 years now. And so a lot of the cities that we're making it to, this is our 10th, 12th, 15th time there, and every show is still like a little bit of a surprise. You know?
How do you do that? How do you manage to tour so much and still make this show a surprise? Like, if someone's seen you, if you come to town and they're a big fan, they may have seen you 10 times then. Yep. So how do you keep that as a fresh experience?
I mean, that is specifically what my job is as the DJ. That is what I've been hired to do, is address that. I think Ali is Brother Ali, who I tour and perform with, has so much personality, both in the way that he carries himself on stage and in the music that he writes. There's so much different emotional bases that get covered, that if when we sit down together and put our show together, if we're able to properly present each of those things, then it's a full experience each time. And because what we're really trying to do is present him as a human, more than just play these songs for people, you know, we probably could not get away with coming up on 10 years of performing these same songs over and over and have people still be excited about it. But because what we're really presenting is him as a human, you know what I mean? People never know exactly what's going to come through and what part of it they're going to connect to and what the experience is going to be like. And that's why it's been such a treat working with him specifically. I've met and worked with a lot of really great rappers, but he is better at letting who he is as a human bleed through than almost anybody I know. And so it is a challenge to come back over and over again and play these same songs, but it's a really fun, exciting challenge.
Nice. Definitely. It's never seen you spin before, so I'm looking forward to the show tonight for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe we should play another song.
All right,
Gamma Crush. What should we play, man?
What should we play? The Raekwon joint.
Ah, yeah, The True and Living. That's with I Self Divine, who a lot of people may not be familiar with, but he is definitely one of those favorite rapper kind of guys. He came up in L.A. and then Atlanta and Minneapolis and was part of a crew called the Micronauts.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember when I first getting online on the news groups and stuff like that. They were all over the place.
Yeah, no, they made a lot of really serious music, and he's gone on to have a really great solo career. And it's always, maybe it's because he's a friend of mine, but it's always made me really mad that he hasn't been, that a wider appreciation of him hasn't been cultivated. And he, one of the fun things, I'm sorry, I know you were trying to put a song.
No, that's cool.
But one of my favorite things about this album has been that I got a chance to merge people who I grew up looking up to, like, you know, heroes of mine musically, like Black Thought from The Roots, Raekwon, Scarface, people like that, with the people who I work with so closely and who are such good friends of mine. Putting them on tracks next to each other, or in some cases even on the same track together, and really showing people, like, there's not a separation. These people are part of the same thing, and they're completely compatible with what they're doing. You know what I mean? Regardless of what region of the country they're from, or what category, what made-up category of rap.
Or what generation, even what generation,
or what generation they're from. And so to put I Self Divine on a track with Raekwon and watch him not just hold his own, but really shine, was really a treat for me. Likewise with the Ali and Scarface track that we played earlier.
Yeah, I like that one. All right, can you throw that one for us?
Absolutely. This is 10 minutes. I'm on it.
Like, I gotta be starting in actually 9 minutes.
I'm getting interviewed. Jeez, Randy.
Randy Hawkins.
You gotta be starting in 9 minutes. We have strict curfew, so we have to get you off the stage. Pretty much asking if you, when you're done, we're just gonna carry the table down the side.
Okay.
So we'll just take the whole table over the stage, right? Second round.
Cool.
All right.
Hey. So this is The True and Living by BK1 featuring I Self Divine and Raekwon.
G yodeling, true and living. More money, long as it's all given. Yeah, the harder they come, we shoot at all ninjas. The raw business, how do we score? Play the hole, that's straight common. Prostitute crack like all women. Yeah, I said it, I meant it. Lens tinted, rim spinning. This is why I'm in it. For Ferraris and big Benzes, the watch spinners. Every block hit a cop in it. Let these know off top. Carry mad coke in the club, get it. Polo fitted, Joe choking, my flow hit it. That's the limit, we in it. Big boys been crafted image, making strip to the ground finish. Can't nothing handle my vandals. Challenging all Rambos, get you for your hammer and camos. Your man goes, try to be a hero, it ain't nothing but a sandwich. Eat your hand and head off, stand posing.
The true and living, colorful, vivid. Make a sound, hear self envision. We escape prison. We bout that business, the true and the living. We colorful, vivid, make a sound here, self-envision. We bout that business,
the true and living. Crown ruler exquisite, move with a smooth, tight vengeance and driven. Christ risen, through the insights of night vision. Bring light where it's light missing. Represent hoods afflicted with no sights of resurrection. Armed hostage, police state in deep recession. Field general, born in the tenements. Hard to relax, was raised for black militants. Crack diligent, max back camp pillaging. Whole villages, off point is deliverance. Street strategist, B-boy vandalist. D-face, face to the face on the cannabis. Renegade spirit, when I unveil you all feel it. Like an iron skillet, while defying physics. Never die in prison, fly like the sky's the limit. Never timid, free like the word forgiven. The true and living, colorful, vivid. Make a sound, hear self envision. We escape prison, we bout that business. The true and the living, we colorful, vivid. Make a sound, hear self envision. About that business.
All right. Well, the tour manager just came in. He's pulling BK1 out. I would love to talk to you for a little bit longer here, but you got to go do your thing.
Yeah.
I know we want to go see you spin. So thanks a lot for sitting down with us, for sharing your expertise and your music with us. It's been an honor, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks. This has been Chase March and Gamma Crush for Dope FM. Don't forget to check chasemarch.com so you can download this podcast and read the transcript of it. All right, peace out.
DopeFM.mypodcast.com.
Gamma Crush.
That I'm in and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created. Just face it. It's time for you to face it. Yeah, I'm good in the skin that I'm in and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created. Just face it.
Ashy skin, cracks in the winter, in the wind. Rockin' extra pair of socks when I'm not rocking the Timbs. Vaseline make my skin gleam like I dipped to my chin in the barrel down in Valvoline. Bold and beautiful, black like the stones in the gold. Used to put the big fist in my throat. Ooh! Pop like I'm skeet shooting. Bang, bang, on the beat, keep moving. I ain't grow up with the partridges, I grew up with the darknesses. Blowing on Nintendo cartridges before I recognize the heartlessness that exists in the shallow hearts of men. Black like the ink in my pen, I'm black like 2 million men serving time in the pen. Last year I got my picture in the back of the spin. This year black back at it again. And then,
damn good in the skin that I'm in and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Yeah, I'm good in the skin that I'm in and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it.
time for me to face. Women talk to hate they face, so they bleach it up, powder up and scrape. Straight from the mill to the grill, straight back to the land of the lakes. Black wouldn't have it no other way, okay? I'm so dark, yeah, reading and weeping. Yeah, I'm so dark, turn the lights off, all you see is my teeth, plus the whites of my eyes. I don't never wanna try and disguise, I wear it with pride, as long as I'm alive. Lies you've been told to put us on hold, prostituting the soul, the pimping and the anything goes. Keep us on the stroll, exposed, rain, sleet, sunshine, 40 below, to get them they dough. When your dome on swole, past the point you can't get in the dough, your ego go, give me some more. And I don't only do this for show, I do this so the little girls know they don't gotta strip on the pole to get to their goals. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I've traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I've traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Man, you so black, man, that man, your mama so black that man, your hair so nappy that man, your lips so, yo, it was a black man and a white man and a black man. Ah. Pie coals and pimples, black heads and dimples, stretch marks, birthmarks, body parts that shrivel. Melanin in my skin, make us crack black jokes that I can. Have our friends like they at it again. Colonized minds designed to make the dark hate the light inside and vice versa. Sweated with white curse. Black like a hearse pulling out of a church to put another black man in the dirt. Warm for turf, it hurts like a sunburn. Dark but I still tan. Make a lot of notes like a steel can. Pull them up, pulling up, leaning back, aim for the steel can. Might turn light, but dudes knew he was still bad. Black in the epidermis, get you up the surface, look it up. We from the people of sun, we cooking up. Don't need to hang out on the beach, it's out of my reach. And beauty's only skin deep with ugly beneath. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I've traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I've traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it.
Yo, I know it's hard to deal with, but it's still fifth that I'm pleasant, I'm legend like Will Smith. I'm trying not to be profane, but it's still slip. And even if I keep it clean, they would still trip and try to shut a brother down like a kill switch. Brotherly love like the boss trying to kill switch. Them hoods still pitch, them streets still pitch. Black, lot of setbacks, living be a real. And I'm ahead of my time, I must be out of my mind. I think faster than a bullet flying out of the nine. They say I'm ahead of the game, I'm not even trying. I'm hitting a hell of a stride, I'm not even lying. I get around, get above and beyond. I get back when them setbacks rubbing me wrong, or cats mugging me wrong. And I know I would be wrong if I just clap until I be gone. It's like, check it out. The way I'm such a highly esteemed type don't even seem right, cause I'm nicer than Al Green or Leontine Price. Steady getting my calcine, a GM eating light. Take a look at the house we in, everything tight tonight. Keynote speaker flows his cold ether and make it seem like he's supposed to smoke. Reaper could have been a street sweeper. I chose to look deeper than the Grim Reaper, and now I'm one of the stars in photos for Manny Leibovitz and David LaChapelle. They say the money making jam, boys ringing bells. That's how you do for yourself, like Mox number 12. Cause brothers out in the hood be hostile as hell. So my brain full of city noise, I'm just a Philly boy that stay black enough for you like Billy Paul. The mayor hit me with the keys to the city, y'all. As for these other MCs, we getting ready, y'all. Do it. We'll be right back.
Now I wrote this rhyme, standing out on the Salt Lake, trying to find the difference between the malt and the shake. The real and the fake, I mean, what's it gonna take for me to have the little girls feeling me like Drake? Should I make a mixtape, have the world download me? I said Pete Rock, you know what she told me. You listen to them oldies, that back in the day stuff. Talking to a chick who never had a pager, never heard of YZ, a digital underground. But it's still all good for you to keep a young one around. Run around with the chicks close to my age, you wind up stressed up out and engaged. She wants to get married, you just wanna have sex. She wanna have a baby, you just wanna have sex. So what's next, man? Do as you're told and keep a young chick so you never get old. I seen her when she walked right past me. She showed her tongue green so nasty. People always say that I'm trashy, she's over 21 and she just can't have it. I take them over 18 and under 21. They're good for 3 years and a whole lot of fun. The older ones hell date, the younger ones jail bait. Keep them young and fresh and you'll never have a stalemate. Okay, wait, cause you don't want no virgin. Then you gotta be the counselor slash surgeon. Blood on the rubber, gotta tell her that you love her. And it takes a whole year before she sleeps with another. So be selective and stay protected. You get one pregnant and you gotta be ejected from the game, cause we all know it's whack to be a deadbeat dad at the club trying to max. So wear a hat, show B, wrap it up, cause you could wind up paying child support and that would suck. Or even worse, get an STD, chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV. Look, take it from me, man, do as you're told and keep a young chick and you never grow old. I seen her when she walked right past me.
Either you go where you summons it. Been part of wins and seen the losses. G, the O, the P, the E, F, M. I'm only playing, but really y'all can name it. I've probably been through it, so I might as well explain it. A couple years back, the art seemed so sacred. I know what a classic is, and now I wanna make it. 2 years of waiting in the crib, creating. Once I finish it, I find out I gotta change it. See, my mentality with samples is just take it. Never thought that who I sample might not appreciate it. Ain't sure how I got away with it in the past, but this time around, they probably gonna sue my ass. I guess it's no more doing what I wanna do. Clearing samples legally? Yeah, right. Come on, dude. Kanye the only man that can't afford to. So if you ain't him, staring at a lawsuit. Damn. Damn. A word. It's like that. Okay. I ain't mad, but everybody asks why you ain't dropped yet like these other guys have. I ain't tripping on them, I'm on my path. But to be honest with you, my hard drive crashed. I know it's kinda bad, lost a couple rhymes I had. It's kinda sad no matter what kind of grind you have. I let some time pass, refine my craft. Sky's the limit, but the ceiling's kinda like glass. Might hit your head on it if you rising fast. And you can only break through it if you write a smash. Album cover done, ask my man's opinion. He said it's cool, but you could probably make a bigger statement. I'm like, damn fam, you're probably right. If I'ma knock it out of sight, then it gotta be tight. Funny what you think is great, I think it's just aight. And what I think is great, you might think ain't tight. It's just music, man, ain't no right or wrong. No formula can teach people how to write a song. No guarantee that the people gonna like a song. So let me in the and get my album.